Maybe you didn't know, but today we are celebrating what our Christian tradition called the Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. And it was Sunday, 5 days before Jesus being crucified, and 1 week before his resurrection. This event was so important that all four Gospels, they have this event inside. All four Gospels. You can find in Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 12. But before we read the passage that I chose for today, the Matthew 21 from verse 1 to 11, I'd like to show you two pictures here. Okay. There we go. Yeah, just open the next. Yeah. So I don't have a laser here, but I have my finger. So this picture was in, probably was 1947, 1943. And if you can see here, you see the Betfage Franciscan Church. So you have a village here, Betfage. And here you have Bethany, here. And here, we see what you know is called the Dome of the Rock. So Jerusalem is here. You see the walls here. You see the walls here. So it was very close. Okay? It was so close that in Betfage is the only place that people on Saturday, they can walk maximum on Saturday from Jerusalem to Betfage. It's the maximum they can during the Saturday. Okay? So why I bring this? Because I would like you to try to imagine what was going through in Jesus' mind, where he was. So he came from Jericho, and he was something like here, close to Jerusalem. So when you read the text today, you can imagine how it works. Okay? This was in 1947, 43. But now, next picture is 2013. Okay? So, you can see here the same place we saw before. And so it's almost one thing right now. But the Dome of Rock up there. So this was the place, okay? So let's read Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11. Yeah. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and ride on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went, indeed, as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." So next week we are celebrating our Passover, Easter. And this passage happened 1 week before Jesus' resurrection. Every passage in the scripture, we can find a main idea. And our challenge when we open the Bible, when you read some text in the Bible, is try to ask, okay, what is the main idea of this passage? This is our challenge to understand what really God wants us to know through this passage. And when I was reading this week, the first main idea that came to me from this whole passage was that one. The entrance of Jesus as king in Jerusalem on the day we call Palm Sunday was a declaration and confirmation that Jesus is the Messiah promised by the prophets. It's pretty good. I think I cover everything. But later, I read the other gospel, like John and Mark and Luke, and I started to think the whole history behind what was happening, and I said, no, I'm missing something I think can be better. And I had to add something, and I add. So this is my second one. The entrance of Jesus as a king in Jerusalem on the day we call Palm Sunday, although not fully understood by the disciples and the people in Jerusalem, was a declaration, confirmation that Jesus is the Messiah promised by the prophets. Because this is the point. The disciples, they didn't know, they didn't get well what was happening. And the people in Jerusalem, they did not understand too. So with this main idea in your mind, I invite you to see this event with only two words that will help us to memorize, to try to understand what was the Palm Sunday. The first word is fulfillment. What is this, what the meaning of this event on the lives of Jesus and the disciples? So the first thing I want you to remember is this event means that Jesus' time had come. Jesus' time had come. Why I say that? Because three times at least in the New Testament, we find Jesus say, my time has not come yet. Three times. The first I saw was in John chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, that is, in the beginning of the Jesus' ministry, they found a wedding, you remember? So they said here, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Woman, why do you have involved me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come. It was the first time Jesus said that. It's not my time yet. Later, in John chapter 7, verse 6, we found that therefore Jesus told them, my time is not yet here. For you, anytime will do. In John chapter 7, verse 3, we find, at this, they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Three times in the ministry of Jesus, they said, it's my time, it's not. But now, what Jesus said? Jesus said, hey, get a donkey, a colt, and I will riding on them. And everybody will say that I am the king of Israel. I'm red. This is the time. The second thing we find here is that this event shows that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus was in Bethphage, remember the city, and he sent the two disciples to find the donkey and the colt. Probably was in Bethany, very close to Bethphage. And when Jesus entered in Jerusalem on a donkey's colt, he was affirming his messianic royalty. As well, his humility. He was a humble king. He was a king who came to serve. And the people understood that, people recognized that he was fulfilling two prophecies. The first one was in Isaiah chapter 62 verse 11. They said, "The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him." Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So, when you look for this event, the first word that helps us to understand is this event was showed that Jesus fulfilled all prophecies. And Jesus, there, he is, the second thing is that he is the Messiah. But came that way comes the second word. If one side I have a fulfillment of everything, in the other hand, I have a second word that is a misunderstanding. People did not understand what Jesus was talking about. And the people did not understand Jesus. The disciple threw their garments over the colt so that Jesus could sit on it. And this action of place the cloaks on the donkey and Jesus riding, it's a symbol of majesty that Jesus was the king. And the Jews knew that. If you remember, in 2 Kings 9:13, they said here, "They quickly took their cloaks and spread them under him on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, 'Jehu is king.'" The Jews knew what was. So they were saying that Jesus is the king. The king of Israel. So the crowd of people had already gathered on this part of the road, and just a mile outside of Jerusalem, going to the city for the festival. So they get like the fig trees branch, and they were declaring that Jesus was the king. And they start to say one word, Hosanna. Okay? And when I was reading, I discovered that this word, Hosanna, comes only one time in the Bible. The really word is in Psalm 118:25-26. That says, "Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is who he comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you." Okay. So, do you know the word Hosanna? Okay? In Portuguese, we say Hosanna. Hosanna. Okay? In English, is Ho. It's like Ho, Hosanna. Okay? But don't be guilty, because this word does not belong to Portuguese, not belongs to English. And even do not belong to Greeks. Because the Greeks did the same. We did. The Greek in the New Testament, they just use Greek letters that pronounce the sound of a Hebrew phrase. Okay? So, you can see here, the next please. I will come back for my seminar time when I have to study Hebrew. Okay, so our English word Hosanna comes from a Greek word, hosanna, which comes from a Hebrew phrase. It's not a word. It's a phrase. And the phrase is ho-shi-a-na. It's a phrase. And this phrase means save now. Save me. This is the real thing. But the truth is, when I'm singing Hosanna, Hosanna, I'm not thinking that. Hosanna became changed because, you know, words change with time, the meaning. And when you sing Hosanna today, we don't think that we are crying out to say, God, save me. It's a kind of exaltation, became some kind of exaltation. But we don't know the real meaning. So this Hebrew phrase is found only in Psalm 118:25, where it means save now. It's a cry to God for help. So next slide you see. Okay, what you see right now? Next, please. Yeah. Okay. Try to see the picture there. I got this picture 2 weeks ago. I did not know that I will need it, but you see? You see the hand in the middle, somebody outside, and you are drowning something. Okay. When I was 8 years old, 8, 9 years old, in Brazil, okay, I was a chubby boy. Okay, chubby, you know, chubby. And the thing is, I didn't know how to swim. And every summer, my family, I have to go to the countryside, and I travel, and I spend some time, and you go for like a dacha, something like that, like a ranch. And we had like a, what's like a river. And close to the river, they have like a pier, a small pier. And my brothers and cousins, they just run on the pier. And it was nice. But the problem is that Marcos Vinicius, they call Vinicius in Brazil, because my name is Marcos Vinicius, okay? So they say, Vinicius, come here. They go, no. Because I was chubby and I didn't know how to swim. So usually I go just here, don't go there. But they go, so one day I was on the pier and I don't know what was in their mind. They decide to give me some incentive to learn how to swim. So my brother just pushed me out of the pier. And I went down fast. And I remember, this picture makes me remember the feeling. The feeling that you are going down and the only thing that can bring me hope was my brother with his hand bring me out of the river. Okay. So every time that you sing Hosanna, I want you to remember that Hosanna is that you are drowning in your sins. And the only one who can save you is Jesus Christ. That is outside and give his hand and say, come. He is the only one. And when I tried to get out that day, I almost said, Hoshiana, save me, my brother. I was terrified. This is the feeling. This is the feeling in the world. We don't have hope without Jesus Christ. We don't have hope While the crowd correctly saw Jesus as the fulfillment of these prophecies, they did not understand where Jesus' kingship would lead him to the cross. For them, as the movie we saw in the beginning, they want Jesus, a Jesus that was a general, a warrior, that would free them from Rome. This was their idea of Jesus. And when this became apparent that Jesus was not going to fulfill their hopes, they just turned against Jesus. And what they said is, the same group who's saying on the street, "Hosanna to him who comes, blessed be him who comes in the name of the Lord," was the same group that days later said, "Crucify him, crucify him," was the same group. Because they did not understand. So if you can summarize the whole event, this event of Palm Sunday, we need to remember this main ideas, the general. The entrance of Jesus as king in Jerusalem, on the day we call Palm Sunday, although not fully understood by the disciples and the people in Jerusalem, was a declaration and confirmation that Jesus is the Messiah promised by the prophets. This is what this event is about. And two words help us to understand. The first word is fulfillment. Jesus was fulfilling the prophecies. Jesus is the Messiah. The second word is misunderstanding. What's happening is the people in Israel, they did not understand what was going on. And we are here today, to try to prepare ourselves for what will happen during this week. Friday is, we celebrate the idea of the Jesus, when Jesus was crucified, the Passion. It's time for us to think through during this week. I invite you to read the last week of Jesus on the Gospel. Find one Gospel and read during the week. This is your Damashtin Zadani. Okay? So just read. Try to prepare. Because this is what is today. It's preparation for the next week. So let's really feel what Jesus went through during the week. So Sunday we can come and you can celebrate that he is not in the tomb, but he is beside God. What is the how application can you have for our lives more? I think the good question is ask, who is Jesus for you? Who is Jesus for you? You can come every Sunday and sing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. But if you do not understand who is Jesus really is, you're just here as a club. It's a nice place to have a fellowship, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. If you think he was only a great prophet, you got all wrong as the people in Jerusalem. He was much more than that. If you think he was only a great example, you got all wrong. If you think that he is only one God more in this universe, you got also all wrong. These people in Jerusalem sung for Jesus, say Hosanna, but they did not understand his message. He is the only one who can save you. The only one in that picture who can take you out and save you. He is the King of Kings. He is the Almighty God who came in flesh and died for us so we would live through him and for him. There is no other who can make that. So today is a day where you can think and prepare ourselves. And during the week we can have this preparation. So Sunday, next Sunday, we can be here today. Really, where you more prepare to celebrate our Easter time together. Let's stand up, let's sing Hosanna together. Celebrate our King Jesus. But remember, Hosanna is not just Hosanna. No, it's save me now, Lord. Save me. This is the idea. Okay? Let's sing.